Unfair competition. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. From time to time, I will hear about a scientific study that discovers, after careful research, something that everybody knew 50 years ago without researching anything. And the latest example is a story I heard over the weekend about the Texas A&M researchers looking for ways to get kids to eat vegetables.
They analyzed leftovers from more than 8,500 students. They found vegetables paired with more popular items like burgers or chicken nuggets were more likely to be thrown out.
I have to admire these grad students. They actually sorted through the uneaten food tossed out by 8,500 grade school kids, and they compared the amount of waste with the menu choices that day. And they found that when you serve broccoli alongside a burger, the broccoli can't compete. But if instead you put the broccoli next to, say, a bologna sandwich, suddenly the vegetable gets eaten. Conclusion, never pair a vegetable with something more tasty. That's the sound of a graduate student earning a PhD. But the thing is, my grade school figured that out 50 years ago. I don't think they served any entree that could compete with a vegetable. When they handed out the lunch menu each week, the idea wasn't to tempt you. It was to warn you. This is what the lunch lady has made, so be prepared to eat it. In today's schools, of course, with all the pizzas and tacos and the nuggets they serve, the farmers might as well just take their vegetables directly to the landfills. Save a lot of gas. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.